Praise the Lord. You're listening to the New Bethlehem Baptist Church, where Reverend William H. Walker Sr. is pastor. You can receive a copy of this message several ways. Tapes, videos, CDs, and DVDs are available to pick up at the church between the hours of 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Or you may call the church at 205-428-4659. That's 205-428-4659. Our websites are www.nbbcmin.org or www.goodnewsofjesus.org. Our live internet broadcast is aired on Sundays at 11 a.m. We now have an online store where you can set up an account for these messages to be shipped to you. You may send $4 for audio, $5 for CD, $7 for video, and $9 for DVD to 1730 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, 35020. Each item has a $1 shipping and handling charge already attached. And parents, if you want your child from infant 6 weeks of age to second grade to start on a solid learning foundation, now is the time. Jesus Christian Daycare and School, located at 1732 11th Avenue North, Bessemer, Alabama, directly behind New Bethlehem, is that place. For more information, you may contact the daycare and school at 205-425-5805 or 205-428-4191. And as always, we continue to pray that some lost soul who hears this message will be saved and some backslider will be reclaimed. Jesus is coming back again soon. Are you ready to meet him? Be blessed by the service, and please listen for the catalog number.
You can now download the Good News of Jesus app on iTunes and Play Store.
This is catalog number 9928. Catalog number 9928. Catalog number 9928.
Anytime that you visit New Bethlehem, always bring your Bibles, because we talk from the Bible. We talk from the Bible. Let you know we're not reading out a Jehovah Witness Bible or Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad or Christian Science or Moon Society or Buddha. We got the King James Version. And the word speaks for itself, ain't that right? Nobody argue with the word. If anybody argue with the word, they got a problem. They got a big problem. So we got the word of God. Glory to God. Psalm 29:1-2. It said, "Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory. Do unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." In the beauty of holiness. God looking for a holy people that he have cleansed and washed in the blood of the Lamb. Look at 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. 2 Corinthians 7 and 1. We told you on last Sunday that we was going to deal with this. And still dealing with love. We stopped off from talking about that. But we got to go back to the cleanup deal. That's what it's all about. God looking for a holy people. Those he have washed and cleaned. He's looking for us to be holy. He's looking for us to be righteous. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter and the 1st verse. "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God promised us. We got some promises. But notice, hold right there. You can't get no promises, what he just promised, until you wash up. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You can't get your promise. He promised us a lot of things. We hold them back ourselves because we don't obey his word. And any time you don't obey God's word, you miss promises. You miss promises. Now, just back up where you are, right there, 1 Corinthians. Look at the 6th chapter of same 2 Corinthians. And just start at the 16th verse. Let's look at the promises, what he promised us. Now, these are the promises. What he promised. That's when he come back and said, clean up. I can't do what I said except you clean yourself up. And we in a campaign, visitors, a campaign of cleaning up ourselves. And that means you see these garbage around here. These garbage bins got spiritual trash. And since you're here, if you got something you're going to get rid of, just drop it in there, you know. Just drop it in there. We're going to dump all that to the trash after a while. Last Sunday we here, we're going to get all of it together. We're going to leave our trash here. We're going to take it over there. We're going to put on a clean suit, a brand new suit, and don't bathe. We got to bathe first. You still going to stink, ain't that right? Clean up yourself. Now watch the promises now. Look how many promises we miss. 2 Corinthians 6 and 16 verse. He said, and what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. See, your body is the temple of the living God. Say, my body is the temple of the living God. See, in the Old Testament, they had to go to the temple to meet the Lord. Ain't that right? But in the New Testament, we bring Jesus to the temple. He's supposed to be already in you now. See, we call it a house of prayer now. But the Spirit of God already in you now. We bring him in here. You bring one unto the devil of the Lord. The temple of the Holy Ghost. It's the temple of the living God. Then it said, as God has said, now here come your promises. As God has said, I will dwell in them. That's a promise. And walk in them. That's a promise. And I will be their God. That's a promise. And they shall be my people. I'm going to own them. That's a promise. Therefore, come out. Come out. Out. Come out. Come out from among them. The folks that putting on, the folks that are phony, the hypocrites, the sinners, come from among them. You got to be clean if you're going to work for the Lord. See, come out from among them and ye, and be ye what? Separate. That's what it says. Says what? The Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. And I will what? See, I can't do it until you clean yourself up. Need the problem. We miss a lot of promises. See? We miss a lot of fun. Now watch the 18 verse. And we'll be a father unto you. That's another promise. And ye shall be my sons and my daughters. Another promise. Says the Lord. Not a little G, not a big God. He almighty. If he said it, he's going to carry it out. And some of you looking at me right now don't believe nothing God said. Don't believe nothing God said. God cannot lie. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
He can't walk in them. He can't be there until we clean ourselves up. It's that plain as day. And I find out folk don't like plain gospel. Hallelujah. Now watch the verse I read the first time. 7:1. Having therefore these promises. Y'all got it now? What I just told you. Dearly beloved, let us, what? I can't come in. Did you clean yourself up? Can't come in. Here's the promises. All right now. You can turn and leave that alone now. Hallelujah. Our fault. Y'all know what it is. What it is? Don't waste your time in worship. 15. Don't wait. I'll be preaching this until we go over yonder. I'm doing what the law said to do. Don't waste your time in worship. 85% of churchgoers waste their time in worship. Wasting their time in worship. He said, clean up yourself. We've got to clean up ourselves. If you want God promises. See, God ain't going to hold hand with mess. Oh, boy. Now, let me get one of my preachers. Come here, Tana, huh? Come here, huh? Now, here you and the Lord going down the road. In good fellowship. Walking, just talking to one another. Hallelujah. You're just talking to the Lord. And you want to go and do your mess. Now, what you going to do? You got to turn the God handle loose.
That's right.
You can't take the Lord with you.
No,
that. He ain't going to fellowship with you in your mess. See, that means David, he said, I can't feel the joy of my salvation. He be seated. I can't feel the joy of my salvation until he confessed his what? Sin. I know what I preach right now ain't popular. But I'm not running for mayor, y'all know that. See? And it's got to be preached. You got to clean up. You miss promises. You miss spiritual promises. That means you cuss your boss man out. Your boss man out. Because the Holy Ghost ain't present right there. See, when the Holy Ghost take over, when somebody cuss you out, you can look at him and smile and may God bless you. But because of lacking cleaning ourselves, we'll cuss them right back. And then say, I got my pistol. That's right. When the Holy Ghost present, he controls you. We are to clean ourselves. What we going to use? That's a good question. He told you, didn't he? Clean yourself. He said your flesh and your spirit. Your flesh means your outside. Your spirit means your mind. Get that junk out your mind. Well, how are we going to do it? Are we going to get some oxidars or some life voice? What you going to do? Bubble bath? What you going to clean yourself up with? Huh? You going to clean it up with the word of God. In the 15th chapter of St. John, Jesus said, you are clean through the word. The word cleans you up. And then when the word cleans you up, then you put on righteousness. You put on holiness. Godliness. When the word wash you. The word wash folks. That means folks don't like the word because they don't want to get clean. Jesus told them Pharisees, he said, y'all hate me because I tell you the truth. They don't want to be clean. You're scared you're going to treat your neighbor right. You're scared you'll start loving folks who hate you. Not to clean yourself up with the word of God in righteousness and holiness and godliness. And guess what? See, a lot of times, we feel like we're going to get all right when we get over yonder. You've got to live godly in this present world. Over young. Oh, yeah. Over young. See, you may not make it over young. It may be a yonder, but may not over yonder with Jesus. That is another yonder. That's right. That's just right. That is another yonder. Don't be deceived, man. You've got to get right here in this present world. That's what the Bible said. Somebody looking at me, get your Bible. Somebody looking at me funny. Look at Titus. See, folks, we cutting their eyes at you. Titus 2. Look at the 11th verse. 11 through 15. Then watch. See, now, see, folks look at you funny, but when the Bible back me up, I stand bold. And let everything else be a lie. He said, live present in this. Live holy in this present world right now. If God wouldn't intend for to do it, he wouldn't put it there. Oh, that mercy. Titus 2, 11 through 15. Go on. I can't hold him behind. Go on, read it. I still have pages, but.
For the grace of God.
Take your time now.
That brings salvation has appeared to all men.
All right. The grace of God have already brought what? Salvation to all what? All, men. All right. And it's doing something for us. See, in other words, you ain't got no excuse. See, you ain't got, I brought salvation. I brought power to you. It's up to you to handle it. See, it's up to you. I brought it. Now watch what the next verse said.
Teaching us.
You've got to be taught. Amen. And folk don't want to be taught. Amen. Folk want to preach to whom?
That's right. All right now.
And bring up little stories in the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, you got to be what? Taught. Yeah. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you.
Yeah.
But folk got to be what? Taught. You got to know what to do. And the Bible tells the Christians how to live a godly and a holy life. But we don't want to hear that. Oh. Let me tell y'all something. Listen at this. You can have a better feeling when you're living right. When you standing up for Jesus, you're free as a feather. You ain't got to duck. You ain't got to hide. You just you, that's it. Boy, you just feel good. A Christian is supposed to be free. He ain't got nothing to hide. He said, live a holy life. In this present world. Keep on reading it, brother.
That denying ungodliness.
Denying that ungodly stuff. Denying. Stop doing it. Read on.
And worldly lust.
Worldly lust. Lusting at everything you see in the world. Lust. Worldly lust. Stuff that'll damn your soul. Worldly lust. The devil always bring things where we can see it. Where you can lust after it. Then you go at it. But you're damning your own soul. Deny all this stuff. Read on.
we should live soberly.
See, soberly. Real.
Righteously.
Righteous.
And godly.
And godly.
In this present world.
In this present world. Say it again.
In this present world.
Everybody say present world.
Present world.
That means right now. That's the Bible talking to us. It's not talking to sinners. It's talking to the Christian. Those who claim they've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We live holy and godly in this present world. Right now. Right now. Right now. But really, I'm not ready. Right now. You live it right now. Not when I get over yonder. When I get over yonder, I'm going to sit down and rest. Rest from what? I come over hills and mountain down through the valley. Some of y'all remember that. I come down through the state store and down through the jerk house. You ain't going to tell God that mess. Who you going to work for? We got to live right now. Ain't that right, Pastor? Right now. Right now. I don't care what folks telling you out there. I don't care what that preacher, that pastor tell you. The Bible says, obey now. In this present world. You got to obey the Bible, not what folks saying and doing. We got the Bible to back us up. And I'll find out if you got a desire to do it, God will take care of you. No, you can't do it by yourself, but I dare you have a desire. God, you want to keep us. And it just bothered me. I don't know about real pastors. It bothered me. It bothered me because there's so much of hypocrite in church. Folks want to live like devils and sit on the front seat, have high position. God, tired of this stuff. You got to live something. We don't want to live nothing. We don't want to live nothing. Won't do our own thing. Think God crazy. God ain't crazy. We got to live godly in this present world. That's what Jesus told me. Tell him, walk in and clean up. Don't take that mess over yonder. Because he got greater work for us to do and greater blessings. He said, everybody don't participate in it. And if you can't on yonder, rest assured your sin going to find you out. He got greater work. He want to work through us. He want to do great work through us. And then greater blessing come behind the great work. But you got to wash up. Just like Moses out there preaching it. Oh, we want to see God. We want to see God. Okay, God said, okay. Tell them to clean their nasty self up. That's what God told them. I mean, that's what Moses told them. Moses went and talked to God. God said, okay, they won't see me. All right, they no problem. They're looking at me, but they don't see me anyway. The ground they walk on, that's me. They ain't got system to know it. That's all my glory. That's me. Even they self is me. I made them. That's my glory. But if they just want to call it to see him, and tell them to wash you up. Wash their nasty self up. And then meet me at the mountain. And then put a rope around the mountain. Don't nobody touch it. If it doesn't touch it, they're going to fall dead. Or almost you stone them to death. Clean up. First thing, you got to clean up. Ain't that right? Clean up! And then New Testament the same way. I can walk in you, but you got to what? Clean up! They thought they want to hear God. God got the thunder out there. Boom, 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 boom. Rumor, rumor. Oh, Moses, that's all right. That's all right, Moses. That's all right. I may not look like Moses, but I'm the same God that called Moses called me. Ain't but one big God. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the God of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He the one got all things in his hand. Read on, brother. Hallelujah.
Looking for that blessed hope.
See, we're looking for the blessed hope. What is the blessed hope? Now, what is our blessed hope? What is our hope? Read on.
And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior,
God Almighty,
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that? That's what we're looking for. We're looking for Jesus. That's our hope. If Jesus don't come back, we ain't got no hope. If he don't come, I might as well walk out of here and shut that Bible and burn it up. But I know he's coming. He's coming. Just like he said he would, he's coming. That's my least word. If I know he wasn't coming, I'd be scared to tell you the truth. But I know he's coming. Oh, I can feel him getting ready right now. They're just that close. He coming, boy. Hallelujah. I'm looking for him, too. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. That's the last time in the New Testament. Even so, John said, come back. Come on, Jesus. Read on.
Who gave himself for us.
Look what happened. Read on.
That he might redeem us from all iniquity.
God Almighty.
And purify.
Listen to that.
Unto himself a peculiar people.
See that? Purify. See, we just deal with cleaning that way up. Purify yourself.
Zealous of good works.
Good work. Not bad stuff. Good work. Do some good things. God called us to do good work. Lying on folks ain't no good what? I ain't gonna get into that. I don't got going. I want to miss the thing. So I'll be here all day. Thank you, brother. Now, listen to this. Listen. Did you not know, my sisters and brothers, and many by the million been born again, did you not know that the church is the bride of Christ? Some of you don't know that. The church is the bride of Christ. Did you not know the church going to marry Christ? Huh? And did you not know that if Christ going to marry the bride, which is the church, he don't want to marry no nasty, stinky bride? When I see them women, young lady walk down that aisle, they be looking like little gold, little angels. They dress up all day, fixing up, just to meet that man on that wedding day. Don't y'all do it. Been all day long, sometimes be late, hold the whole wedding up. Looking in the glass, putting a little pop. What you doing? You want to look good. You got to meet your man. You got to meet the groom. And you want to look good. And he don't want you coming like you've been digging in a field, comb field, and hell messed up and old raggedy clothes on. Now you have your best. Mom and dad had to go in debt. Those of you ain't got no money, mom and daddy got to go in debt. Not $100, but $1,000 just to fix you up. Some of them have down 15 feet behind them. And probably got something to hide perfume they can buy. I mean, looking good. Jesus' name good. We going to marry him one day. He don't want no stinky bride. That's what he told you, clean yourself up. Some of you don't know this, but did you not know that we are engaged to Jesus? This one of the longest engagements in history. Why, Brother Hambright, is it taking Jesus so long to come back? We ain't cleaned up yet. We ain't cleaned up yet. He's still waiting on some folk to get clean. I'm engaged. You engaged. And when the devil look at me, a child of God look good to the devil. Ain't that right? See, when you engage, see, you don't be playing around with another man. No, you don't. You got that man ring on. You don't play around with another man. Because you promised this man, we plan on getting married. Okay, babe, I'm giving you an engagement ring. That ring called money. That ring saying that you are own, in a sense. You're not for sale. Jesus put a ring on us. The ring is the Holy Ghost. I said the ring is the Holy Ghost. And when the devil see you, he know you look good. And when he see you, just look at him and say, I'm already taken. I was with you. I found out you was a big liar. I found me another man. His name is Jesus. So goodbye, devil. Hello, Jesus. I found me another man. I'm engaged. You engaged to Jesus. That means it's so important to clean yourself. Jesus don't want no nasty bride. Get your Bible. Turn to Revelation 19. Start at the 7th verse. Through the 10th verse. Folks looking at me funny. I got Bible back me up. When Bible back me up, I stands on it. Now, Revelation is the last book now. Last book in the Bible, baby. Revelation 19, 7 through 10. That's easy to find. All right. Lord, there's some voice, Brother Griffin. Listen at this real good. Come on.
Let us be glad.
Watch this now.
And rejoice.
Rejoice.
And give honor to him.
Yeah.
For the marriage of the Lamb is come.
Listen at that. Hey, that's what we're going to say one day. When God busts them skies up. Boy, he's going to catch us up. Boy, here come the Lamb. The Lamb. Jesus. Have come. We're getting ready for what? The marriage. We're getting ready for the marriage. Clean yourself up. Put your best on. Now watch. Now notice. Now we'll get to a part. We're going to show you what the holiness of what the clean up is all about. Read on.
And his wife hath made herself ready.
We are the wife. What? Notice, have done what? Made herself. You got to make yourself what? You got to do that yourself. You got to make yourself ready. That's what he's waiting on us to get ready. Read on.
And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen.
Lord, how much fine linen. That's heaven. That's heaven linen. Come on, read on.
Clean and white.
Clean. What? Clean and what? Clean and what?
White.
It didn't just say white, but it said what? Clean. Because you can have white, but it still ain't what? It's got to be clean and what? White. He's looking for his bride to be clean and in white. Read on. Watch this now.
For the fine linen,
watch this now,
is the righteousness of saints.
Y'all see that? Y'all see what fine linen is? That's the righteousness of the saints. That's the righteousness of the saints. Righteous of the saints. That's the fine linen, the righteous of the saints. Be righteous, be holy. Godliness, he's looking for it. I know you're sharp, but this stuff ain't going to look like nothing when we see Jesus Christ. That's what the fine linen is the righteousness of the saint. Not unrighteousness, but righteousness of the saints.
Mm-hmm.
He looked for, we're going to marry Jesus. He may come anytime.
And he said unto me, write.
Right.
Blessed are they which are called
listen to that.
Unto the marriage supper of
listen
the Lamb.
Listen to that. And it, said, blessed what? Blessed
are they
listen to that.
Which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Now watch this now. See, it's a blessing to be called.
Amen.
If you lost in here, I'm calling you right now. It's going to be a supper one day of the Lamb. Now, you can get saved and come and be a part of it. I'm giving you an open invitation. Since I represent him, I give out invitations. You're welcome. Whosoever will, let him come. Ain't no big shots. See, somewhere you just draw big shots. Somewhere you don't even be invited to. But here, man, who own everything. Everything in his hand. He said, you're welcome to the supper. What you waiting on? I'm giving out invitation because I represent him. I represent Jesus. And anybody want to come, you welcome. Why are folks turning it down? Why are they turning down this great supper? Y'all remember they always kind of find excuses? Jesus talked about that parable. He sent his servant out there. He's sending me out right now. Send the preachers out. And we got to tell y'all, a supper going to come. It's ready. That's the same supper he's talking about. That name, that parable he's talking about. And say, so he sent him out. He found a man with excuses. He said, won't you come to the supper? Won't you give your life to Jesus Christ? Let me put it down plain. Won't you give your life to Jesus Christ? Come to supper. Come meet Jesus. Amen. I ain't got time.
All right.
Well, what's the problem? I done bought some land. I'm got to go see it. You don't buy no land without seeing it. You crazy buying land never saw it first. Excuse me, he said. He went to another man. He said, well, could you come? Jesus waiting on you. He said, I done bought some oxen. Everyone look at them and check them out. You don't buy no oxen, you ain't checked them out. They may not have no teeth. Would you excuse me? Just the same supper. We've been giving invitation to folk coming to church long. You just walk out of here, but one day God going to get you. He went to the last man. He said, what's your problem? Come to Jesus. He said, I just got married. The craziest guy, I'll bring your wife to church. That was wrong now. Y'all bring your wife to church. If he just got married, he got time to stay with her. Letting you know they put Jesus behind all things. Put the house first, but what about Jesus? He just got married. That's the very reason. See, sometimes y'all get married and time to get married, you start a ball. You come to church, watch this, watch this, watch Watch this. I need this to come in just in time. You watch this. You what you get up here? You want to come in a church to have a wedding? Look, let me tell y'all something right now. Because if you have a church and a wedding, they'll make you stay together. Have a wedding in church. It ain't going to make you stay together. The church can be jam-packed. You have candles everywhere. Put it like a little angel walking in here. The fact can look like a little he-man. But, buddy, they ain't going to keep you together. And the added one of us, we want to change the whole church around. Take the pulpit down. Take the chairs down. Buddy, if you want to have it somewhere else, don't be turning things in here. Just a church. In God's house. You don't come change nothing in here. If the world is going out there in the world and have it. And tired of preaching, God been praying for you. Lord, keep them and bless them and watch over them, protect them. And time you leave, you go start balling. No wonder you don't stay together. You ain't putting Jesus for it. That means I don't even go to them, to them receptions. I remember years ago, many years ago, when I first got here, it was an old couple, 50 years anniversary. Oh, they wanted to repeat their vows. I got up there, I knew I knew Jesse got here, and didn't know no better. They know a bit better. You know how it is. Just the innocent. Just a little chicken. That's the innocent. Went up there, boy. Had that little ceremony. Boy, no, I just stand there with them. They're talking around now. They want me to leave. I didn't know that. They were waiting on me to leave, Pastor. I'm too ignorant to know it. I just thought we just having fun. You know it. Sitting right now. This was an old couple. I stayed here too long for. They turned the music on while I was there. And that old sister got that little bow-legged look. I said, Lord, let me get out of here. I told my wife, let's go, baby. I think if you're going to have Jesus, have Jesus. If you're going to have the devil, have the devil. Just leave Jesus alone. Because you're going to need Jesus. I don't got married. Excuse me. That's what's wrong. We don't make him head of our house. That means you can't stay together right now. Put him in the background. Having fun, pleasure before Jesus. Got all the week to stay with his wife. All till God call him home. And can't get Jesus a little time to get his soul straight. So he wants to clean ourselves. Because we're going to marry him. Hallelujah. The perfume ain't nothing but righteousness and holiness. Another question. How do we clean ourselves? I said by the word. But you've got to have a desire yourself. That's where, right there where you got to begin. Right there. How you clean up yourself. The first thing got to come to you, I got to have a what? A desire. Listen. If you don't have a desire to clean up yourself, God can't help you. I don't care how folks pray. You know, a lot of folks get around here, pray for me. Hey, do something for yourself. You're right here living like a devil telling folks to pray for you. Stop. All our folks, pray for me. Pray for me, Reverend. Stop! God too powerful. But if you got a desire, God knows he'll keep you. Peter said we kept by the power of God. But you got to have a desire to be kept. The Holy Ghost ain't going to make you stop. You ain't got the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost doesn't make us stop doing nothing. You got to have a desire to stop. And the Holy Ghost gives you power to overcome it. If the Holy Ghost had to make us stop, he'll kill half of us. Your choice, my choice. The want to stop. If you ain't tired of what you're doing, you ain't going to never stop. And God can't help you. Got to have a desire. You got to get tired of yourself. Ain't that right? Ain't you got to get tired? I said you got to get tired of it. Until you get tired of it, you're still going to do it. God can't help you. So the first thing to clean yourself up, I've got to have a desire to live for Jesus. The next thing you got to have to do, you got to repent. See, when you get a desire to stop, nah, Lord, forgive me. Help me. Help me. Deliver me from this. You've got to do that. Because you can't do it by yourself. Sin too powerful for you to do it by yourself. You got to go to God, but you got to have a desire and then go to God and repent. And we don't talk about no more repenting. Y'all notice that. Notice preachers now don't say nothing about no repenting no more. They don't say nothing about no more repenting. Get in church and think folks just do just what they want to do now. Preacher scared to say something about it. Pastor scared to say something about it. They don't repent. You got to repent. When John the Baptist come in, he started off saying, repent. When Jesus left the Jordan, the first thing after leaving, up there, being tempted by the devil, he stepped out hollering, you got to repent. We don't want to repent. You got to repent. See, you see, desire come down to repentance. And when you repent, it come down to changing. Let's make a change. I'm stopped doing what I was doing wrong and started doing right. That's all repent means, just doing right and leaving wrong. Change of attitude, change of mind. You got to repent. I'm tired of it. If you ain't tired of it, you ain't going to never stop. I guarantee you, until you die, somebody kill you. That's right. You got to have a desire to stop. That's when God can help a man. But he can't help a man until he turn away from his sin. You got to turn from it. I know if I had to get paid for this, I know I'm going to get nothing. I knew I won't get one. Y'all won't even buy my dinner, some of you. But I guarantee it's good for your soul. I dare you to take it in. That's the very reason I depend on my Savior. God of mine. He'll send a sparrow to give you something to eat. You've got to repent. The next thing you got to do, you got to obey. You got to obey the word of God. We don't want to obey God. Amen. We won't do what we want to do and still look for blessings. I'm sorry to tell you, disappointed. You got to have a desire, repent, now obey. Obey God's word. Get your Bible. Oh boy, look at John 14. 23 and 24. We got 3 or 4 more minutes. We're going to let you go. You got to obey God's word. Oh, boy, boy. You got to obey God. And this is the real sign of loving Christ. Obedience is the real sign of loving Christ. And we told you on last Sunday that The church needs to fall in love with who? Christ. That's what's lacking in the church. We don't love Christ. We don't love. If 85% of real Christians really don't love Christ. They like Christ. But they don't really love Christ. You got to love Christ. If you love Christ, that's the true sign of being born again. That's the true sign of loving Him when you obey Him. That's the true sign. Not come to church of devil and do all that. Read, brother.
Jesus answered and said unto him,
yeah.
If a man love me, he will keep my words.
Yeah.
And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him,
yeah,
and make our abode with him.
See, now, if you love me, you do what? Keep my word. You keep my word. If you love me, you do what? Keep my word. If you love me, you do what? Keep my word. If you love me, you do what? If you love me, you'll do what? Keep my word. If you love me, you'll do what? Keep my word. Read on.
He that loveth me not,
listen at this,
keepeth not my sayings.
Mm-hmm. See, if you don't love him not, you're going to do what he said. That's what he said. Now he's talking himself. If you don't do what he said, let you know you don't love him. You've got to love Christ. You've got to fall in love with Christ. And church members really don't love Christ. You've got to really love Christ. Read on.
And the word which ye hear is not mine,
God Almighty,
but the Father's which sent me.
God Almighty. Notice he will adore, he will come in. If you love him, those who love him, he said he comes in them and they'll be seen in their life. Christ will be seen in their life. But I can't do nothing when you don't love me. Because if you don't love me, you ain't going to do nothing I said. It's just that simple. You ain't going to do nothing Jesus said. Because what? You don't really love him. And if you don't, you just wasting your time in what? That's right. Because you ain't going to do nothing he said. You've got to love Christ. I mean, you wasting time. If you don't love Christ, you're wasting your time in worship. The devil, listen to this. The devil is very, 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 very religious. The devil is very, 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 very religious. He come in God, listen to that. He come in God's house. And he does all the things that we call worship. Because he are a master deceiver. But he leave the main thing out for worship. And that loving Christ. Obeying Christ. He leave the main thing out of worship. Loving Christ. Obeying Christ. He can't love Christ and he don't obey Christ. That's the main thing of worshiping. He can do everything else. He can throw his hand up. He can say hallelujah. He can pray. He can usher. He can preach. But he will not love Christ and he don't obey Christ. He's religious. He's just religious. He leave the main ingredient out when it comes down to worship. He leave it out. So that's what happened in church. So many folk religious. But really don't love Christ. You've got to love him. I said you've got to love him. I said you've got to love him. I said you've got to love him. Watch Jesus. Watch Jesus. Y'all remember Jesus when that man, the young ruler come to him and said, Master, what shall I do to have eternal life? With his chest all poked out. It's all sure he had Jesus. Jesus looked at him. I imagine saying in polar fame. He said, you got to keep the commandments. Jesus started rabbling them off. Looked at him. He said, I've done all these things. With his chest poked out. But if you notice, Jesus called all of them but one. And that was number one. Loving God with all your heart. Soul, mind, Jesus left that out because he knew where his problem was. He said, I kept all them. He said, yes, I know you kept them. I called out. But money stand between you and me. He said, what you do now, you go sell out and give your money to the poor and come and follow me. Well, I can't do that. Well, you got to love Jesus. He walked on from Jesus. A lot of folk walk off of Jesus because they hate to give it up. And you ain't rich, I ain't rich. But we want to stop the mess we're doing. I will pledge you. Oh, boy. It's clean it up time. I said clean it up time. It's clean it up time. It's clean up time. God wants us to clean up. So you got to love Christ. You got to obey Christ. If you love me, you will keep my word. The more sin you give up, the more you fall in love with Christ. We can't worship Christ and don't love Christ. I'm going to say it again. I said you can't worship Christ and don't love him. I'm going to say it again. You can't worship Christ and don't love Christ. I'm going to say it again. You can't worship Christ and don't love Christ. I'm going to say it again. You can't worship Christ and don't love Christ. You got to worship Christ. We got to give up stuff we love to follow Christ. Jesus said, he said, I'm talking to all of you. He said, if any man come after me, let him first deny himself. You've got to get rid of yourself first. Just touch your love. Paul thought he was a big shot until he met Jesus. And when he met Jesus, he gave up everything. And he was a big shot during them times. But when he met Jesus, he said, I give all this stuff up. Who I thought I'm going to be, what to be, and all this, I'm throwing it to a dog. That's dumb. That means throwing it back to a dog. I'm getting all this junk in me, what I thought was all right. I'm throwing that mess away just to know Jesus. Just to know Jesus. That means Paul Holler, I'm a fool for Christ. See, if you're not a fool for Christ, you're somebody's fool. See, like that man was walking down the road with a sign on his back. He had it on his back in the front of it. He said he had, the crowd was waiting on him. He come down the road with a crowd on a sign on his back. He said, a fool for Christ. A fool for Christ. He's looking at him and laughing at him. A fool for Christ. But when he passed by, he had another sign on the back of him. Said, now who fool you are? If you're not Christ fool, you somebody fool. Who fool you are? I'm a fool for Christ. Hallelujah. So you can't worship. In the church, I'm going to stop right here. And the church of Christ need to fall in love with Jesus. I'm going to read this verse. I'm going to stop and continue next Sunday. Now look at Matthew 10. 37 and 38. You got to fall. Now this is what's lacking in the church right now. They don't love Christ. I mean it now. Folks don't love Christ. Folks don't love Christ. And look what Christ said now. Matthew 10. 37, 38. All right, read it for me, brother, before my time run off the radio. Everybody go.
He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
Y'all see that? Mm-hmm. Y'all read again for me. See it? Listen to that.
He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
See that? Read on.
And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
He ain't worthy of me. Ain't worth me. I'm got to be first or none at all.
Amen.
He's saying it himself there. Yeah. We let a lot of our family folks stop up from serving God.
That's right.
Now, he ain't breaking up my home now. No. Now, your husband tell you cook his dinner. You stay at home and cook that man dinner. Now, we understand that now. and man take care of your house. I'll get that straightened out. Reverend Walker told me, your old buddy, clean the baby before you leave. Yeah. Now, get that straightened out before I go. Because I know so. I know him. They'll bring it up quick. Reverend Walker said, I'm going to put guard for you, but clean your house up first. Cook that man some grits, whatever you got to cook. Love that woman that you're supposed to love and take care of your house. I'm going to the church, but she needs some grits at home, bro. Now, get that straight now. You got that? What he talking about? Don't you put nothing before me. Even your family don't come before me. If y'all Christians together, we lift up his name together. Don't put nothing for him. Because he said, I come to bring barriers between the family. I come to separate them. I didn't come to bring no peace in the world. Because in the same house, you'll find husband, same wife, law. It's a battle going in the same house. Read on, brother. I got 3 more minutes.
And he that taketh not his cross.
Listen at this now.
And follows after me.
God Almighty.
Is not worthy of me.
Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
The cross, listen to this. The cross ain't nothing but burdens, crying, headaches, trial, tribulation, burden. To make it plain, just plain catching hell. That's what the cross means. If you can't take nothing, you ain't worthy of following Christ. How somebody hurt your left ear? Go home and sit down. You got to take something. If you follow Jesus, folks don't hate you for nothing. That's what the cross means. When Jesus went up on the hill with the cross, wasn't no stick and potatoes waiting on him. It was nails and hammer waiting on him. Cross means suffering. And we can't take nothing. I mean can't take nothing. You following Jesus. If you have been born again, he said, they that live godly shall suffer persecution. Shall suffer persecution. You're going to suffer persecution. But we can't take nothing. He said, you ain't worthy of me if you can't bear your own cross. Always want somebody a pity party. You talking about me. How many times you talked about somebody? You watch this. You watch folks. Folks that talk about folks all the time they say something about them, they can't take nothing. Y'all know that. They can put it out, but they can't take nothing. And God said, you reap what you sow, didn't you? Don't talk about everybody. Not somebody said something about you. Hey, you know, I'm just following Jesus. You ain't following Jesus, nothing. The Lord said, I'm going to suffer. You just suffering for somebody because you talked about them. You just reaping what you sow. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. We'll start that next Sunday. Hallelujah. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. That's right, baby. Drop it in there.
Thank you, Lord.
Drop your trunk in there. I've been putting it in there. Everything come up with come. I drop it in the basket. And told the Lord, forgive me. And tell the devil I'm through with it, bro. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is a Savior. That's what he come here for, the Savior. Time is winding up on somebody. The Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. If you're lost and want to be saved, will you come down the aisle and give your life to Christ? Will you come right now? Come on now. If you're lost, come on. Give me a little music. Come on. Will you come? Will you come? If you won't come by Christian experience, you may come by letter. But if you're lost, don't walk out here lost. If you don't want to be a part of this membership, we'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. But come and give your life to Christ. We're interested in getting souls saved. God will send who we want here to be with us. If you don't want to come, be with us. We'll baptize you. Give you a certificate and send you where you want to go. But if you're lost, don't leave out here lost. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. What you waiting on? Jesus called you right now. What you waiting on? He got his eyes on you right now. And he's telling you to come on. You know you're lost. Won't you come on and give your life to Jesus? Don't be ashamed. Ain't nobody going to get mad with you but the devil. That's all. Nobody but the devil going to get mad with you. He don't want to see you saved. He won't see you go to hell with him. And everybody that's not saved going to hell with the devil. That's all to it. Don't put it off. You ought to come now. Don't put it off. You ought to come now. You ought to come now and give your life to Christ. By letter, if you want to come, by Christian experience, you may come. You may come. He's waiting on you right now. 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 Won't you come on? 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 He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you. Won't you come on? Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. If you lost, don't put it off. I said, if you lost, don't put it off. He wants to say, if anybody loves you, Jesus loves you. He don't care what you don't do. You can't do nothing too bad for Jesus to save you. The only thing you can do that Jesus can't save you, you turn him down. You turn him down. I don't care what you don't do. If nobody else don't want you, he wants you. He said, come on, anybody. Whosoever will, let him come. But Reverend Walk, I've been on drugs all my life. I don't kill kidding folk. I'm out of prison. He said, come on. He don't care what you don't do. He said, come as you are. And when he come here for to save us, we may not have killed nobody, but we done done something. He saved us. Wasn't nobody shifting him from heaven. All of us are messed up. But God saved us. And when he come here for to save the lost, will you come? Everybody that's saved, everybody know you saved, be seated. Everybody know you saved, be seated. If you know you saved, be seated. If you got doubts you're not saved, remain standing. Hallelujah. May God bless you. That's something you got to know for yourself. That's something you got to know for yourself. We're going to marry Jesus one day. I believe I'm going to tell you this. To the man that or the woman that not saved and don't want to get Jesus in your life, you got to die. You got to die. And you got to stay somewhere for him. Jesus come to die for your sin. He went to hell just for you. Now, if you don't give your life to Christ, you got to go to hell where the devil going. It's just that simple, just that plain, that not dogmatic. I'm here to preach the gospel, persuade you to come to Jesus Christ. And I'm told to persuade men to come to Christ. Compel them to come to Jesus. That's all I'm doing. There's a hell that's shone and a hidden waiting on you. It's up to you. May God bless you. Hallelujah. We're going to let you go now. Thank you for your patience. I have a visitor. We know we on radio. We had to preach an hour. We preach 1 hour because we on radio an hour. We ain't got no singing. Singing don't save nobody. And we got one of the best choirs on this side of heaven. But you got to hear the word. Hallelujah. That's what saved me. Wasn't no saying what it was. It was the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on, Sister Secretary.